If you'd like to find two verses, Proverbs 14 and Jeremiah 17. Okay. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for opportunity, Lord, to come here tonight, Lord, to open your word, Lord. Pray, Lord, you'd open our hearts, Lord. Show us our hearts, Lord, before you, our sinfulness, Lord, before you. I pray, Lord, you'd give us teachable hearts, Lord. Pray, Lord, you'd bless this time and help me, Lord, to speak your truths, Lord, in love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Okay, a couple of questions for you to be thinking about. Do you know the wickedness of your heart? Do you know that your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? Do you know the wickedness of your way? Since the beginning, Satan has wanted man to do things without God, to be independent, doing things on our own, and doing things our own way. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Our way tendency of our flesh, that is the problem. So let's look at a few verses that speak about our own way. So if you can be thinking about, there's our way and there's the Lord's way. We don't have to turn there, I'll just read them. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. To be wise in our own eyes is to be evil. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Isaiah chapter 5:21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Romans chapter 12:16. The end of that verse. Be not wise in your own conceits. Prior to that, he's talking about being of the same mind one toward another, minding not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, love doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Love does not seek its own, does not seek her own. In Philippians, Paul, writing to the Philippians in chapter 2, He says in verse 19, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to send you Timotheus shortly unto you, that I may also be of good comfort when I know your estate. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's." Paul said, there's only one man in the church that I can send you. There's only one man that can be trusted that I can send. Why? Because the rest of them are seeking their own things, not the things of Jesus Christ. What does that say about the state of the church where Paul is writing this from? All the other men were seeking what was good for themselves. 2 Timothy 3, verse 2, For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Lovers of their own selves. These are talking about... gone from my mind. Men coming into the church, basically, creeping in unawares like those of Jude. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those things that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They love themselves, their own ways. In Jude, verses 16 through to 18, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. So we have this own way, away from the Lord's way. Pastor was talking about on Wednesday night earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom of the heart, and that earthly wisdom being sensual and devilish, and the type of words that come out. And if we look back at the 2 Timothy, for men shall be lovers of their own self, we see those things that we were writing up on the board that Pastor was writing up. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, because it's their way and not God's way. Seeking their own. And these are characteristics of men that have creeped into the churches in those last couple of passages. Men that are lovers of themselves and not lovers of God, doing things their way. It is this own way, doing it independently of God, that we are asked to turn from. If you can turn to Ezekiel 33, verse 11. And if you'd like to find Isaiah 55 at the same time. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Turn ye from your evil ways. Turn ye from your way. But that the wicked would turn from his way and live. Turn from your independence. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Before we go any further, can you see the independence there? Living without God. The wicked man, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, Return unto me. This person is without the Lord. God's calling him back. Come to me. Stop living independent of me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 18:12 says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. And pride is part of this problem, the problem of our independent way, the pride of our heart, of this independent way, of our wicked way, because God's way is not like this. God's way is humble and meek. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, Jesus said. God is not proud. The problem lies in our heart. We've always had a heart problem since the fall of man. And we forget how deceitful our heart can be. Our heart is deceitfully wicked. Deceitfully wicked. It is so deceitful that it could fool us. It will fool us. Don't be fooled by your heart. Solomon said in Proverbs 28:26, he that trusteth his own heart is a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't trust your heart. Trust in God. We need to be asking ourselves these questions. Am I relying on my heart when making decisions? Or am I relying on the Word of God and the prompting of the Holy Spirit? And what I am doing, does this go against God's Word in any way? And is it for me? Or is it for somebody else to do? Am I doing anything independent of God? Our heart, being deceitful, depicts one that conceals truth. Okay, I'll say that again. Our heart, being deceitful, depicts one that conceals truth. It is the truth that Satan attacked from the beginning, truth of God's word. And our deceitful heart wants to conceal truth. The wickedness of our flesh wants to conceal truth away from us. Once our heart has deceived us in concealing truth, and we believe a lie, we are sure to sin. Once our heart has deceived us in concealing truth, sin won't be far behind. There are many ways our heart may be deceiving us. Our heart could deceive us into thinking that we are actually saved, concealing truth of the need of the Savior. In Matthew, Jesus says, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. All because their heart deceived them into thinking they were saved. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Is the way that you're going the right way? Is it God's way? Is it in line with God's word? Maybe your heart is deceiving you about your walk with God. Are you walking in the Spirit? Or has your heart deceived you about your spiritual walk? Maybe your heart is deceiving you about your service for God and how you should be serving Him, or how you should not be serving at this time. And not only can we be living independent of God prior to salvation, but I think we can slip into and fall into an independence away from God from time to time. Doing things without prayer, trusting in ourselves to do that same thing that we've always done. 20 years, been preaching 20 years, and fall into the trap of thinking that you've got things under control. Or just that simple job that you used to do before you were saved, and not praying before you do it. How often do we fall into the trap of, or saying to ourselves after we've done something, I should have prayed before I started doing that. Boy, I'm guilty. I am guilty. How often I should have prayed before I started. God wants you to allow Him in your life, to be involved in your life. He's going to make it easier for you, make the job easier for you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, Jesus said. Anything we do with God is going to be easier than without Him. Are we living independently for something we shouldn't be? Don't let your heart deceive you. Ask God to search your heart to see if you are walking in His ways, if you are living His ways. God can create that new heart in you. He can give you a clean heart. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. God can be a very present help in trouble, but only if you're not trying to do it independent of Him. Don't let your heart deceive you. Ask God to search it out. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death, end in death. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your word. And Lord, You know each and every heart here tonight, Lord. Pray, Lord, that You would be searching our hearts, Lord, and convicting us of sin, Lord, if we have been living independently, Lord, of You in any way. Lord, help us not to. Lord, help us to, Lord, live with You, Lord, and desire to have You working in our lives and through our lives, Lord. Pray, Lord, that You would continue to search our hearts, Lord, and convict us of sin, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.